Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, February 19, 2025.
Lebanon's economic crisis and IMF negotiations. Lebanon is facing a deepening economic crisis that started in 2019, resulting in a government default in 2020. Many citizens are struggling to access their savings, prompting the new government to seek financial support from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. Finance Minister Yassin Jaber recently met with Frederico Lima, the IMF's representative in Lebanon, to discuss this vital program. Cabinet statement indicates a shift in Lebanon's political landscape, especially after setbacks for Hezbollah in recent conflicts. The government plans to restart oil and gas exploration to boost income and has created a Ministry of Technology and Artificial Intelligence to modernize the economy. These negotiations with the IMF could lead to financial stability, but they may also result in spending cuts that affect the daily lives of many Lebanese citizens. The stakes are high and the world is watching closely.
Tiger Brokers enhances services with AI technology. Tiger Brokers, an online brokerage in Shanghai, China, is combining DeepSeek smart technology with its chatbot, TigerGPT. This exciting move comes as more financial firms in China adopt AI to improve their services. DeepSeek's model is designed to enhance data analysis and assist traders in making informed decisions. Over 20 institutions, including Sinolink Securities and CICC Wealth Management, are already leveraging this technology. UBS forecasts that this rapid shift will lead to a remarkable increase of 69 billion yuan, or about $9.49 billion, in tech spending within finance over the next 5 years. This integration is expected to significantly boost efficiency in processing information and managing risks. As AI continues to evolve, its influence on finance will reshape how companies conduct research and interact with clients. The future of finance is becoming more data-driven and efficient, raising intriguing possibilities for investors everywhere.
South Korea's bold move to support exporters. On February 18, 2025, Choi Sang-mok, the acting president of South Korea, announced a bold initiative to help exporters facing tough challenges from U.S. tariffs. The government is launching a record financing program of 360 trillion won, about $249 billion, aimed at supporting businesses struggling with rising trade tensions. This move responds to ongoing trade disputes that have significantly impacted South Korean exports since 2018. Choi emphasized that how countries react to the U.S.-initiated trade war will shape their economic futures. As South Korea navigates these challenges, the government is dedicated to fostering a supportive environment for exporters, ensuring they can thrive in the global market. How will this massive funding reshape South Korea's economy?
Challenges for Black-owned businesses amid DEI policy changes. Black-owned businesses in the United States are facing significant challenges, especially in the long-haul trucking industry. Casey Cooper, a determined entrepreneur, has built her business over 11 years, securing nearly $6 million in federal contracts. However, recent changes to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives under former President Donald Trump threaten to undo this progress. While some businesses have benefited from these programs, experts warn they haven't tackled the deeper issues of inequality. Ken Harris, president of the National Business League, voiced concerns about the uncertain future for many business owners. The Biden administration aims to strengthen DEI efforts, directing federal agencies to allocate at least 11% of contract dollars to small disadvantaged businesses, with a goal of reaching 15% by 2025. Yet, data from 2023 shows that Black-owned businesses received only 1.61% of federal contracts. As contracts grow larger, they increasingly favor bigger companies, making it tough for small firms to compete. The rollback of DEI initiatives could further limit opportunities for minority-owned businesses, perpetuating existing inequalities. Understanding these dynamics is essential for everyone involved as they navigate this challenging landscape.
North Korea rejects denuclearization pledge. North Korea has firmly rejected a recent promise for nuclear disarmament from the United States, South Korea, and Japan. This strong statement came from North Korea's foreign ministry on February 18, 2025, during a security conference in Munich. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and foreign ministers from South Korea and Japan discussed strategies to address North Korea's nuclear ambitions. North Korea labeled the joint commitment as absurd and a threat to its independence, insisting it will continue to strengthen its nuclear capabilities as long as it perceives hostile threats from the U.S. and its allies. The ongoing tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear program pose serious risks to regional and global security. The U.S. relies on strong alliances with South Korea and Japan to respond effectively to North Korea's military developments. This refusal to disarm raises concerns about potential conflicts and instability in the region. North Korea's missile tests are seen as efforts to showcase its military strength and draw attention from U.S. leaders. Understanding these dynamics is crucial, as North Korea's actions have significant consequences for international relations.
Mira Murati launches Thinking Machines Lab. Mira Murati, the former chief technology officer of OpenAI, has kicked off an exciting new artificial intelligence startup called Thinking Machines Lab, located in Zenica, Bosnia and Herzegovina. This innovative company has brought together a talented team of around 30 researchers and engineers, including 20 who previously worked at OpenAI. Thinking Machines Lab is on a mission to create AI systems that align with human values, ensuring ethical applications across various fields. By promoting teamwork and sharing resources with a wider community, the startup aims to boost the safety and reliability of AI technologies. Murati, who played a key role in developing ChatGPT, left OpenAI during a wave of high-profile departures. Other notable figures like Barrett Zoff and John Schulman are also joining her at Thinking Machines Lab. As the AI landscape continues to evolve, this new venture signals a growing trend of former OpenAI executives tackling the challenges of AI technologies. What does this mean for the future of AI? Only time will tell.
Impact of proposed budget cuts on scientific research. Concerns are rising over proposed budget cuts by the Trump administration that could jeopardize scientific research funding in the United States. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, is facing possible cuts that may lead to job losses and halt vital health research. Researchers and universities are alarmed, fearing these reductions could slow down progress in developing new treatments and addressing major health issues. With the ongoing public health crises, the need for robust scientific research has never been more critical. If funding is cut, it could lead to higher medical expenses and poorer health outcomes for everyone. As this situation unfolds, the scientific community is urging for sustained funding, emphasizing its importance for future health advancements and innovation.
Xi Jinping's meeting with private sector leaders. On February 18, 2025, President Xi Jinping hosted a crucial summit in Beijing with leaders from major private companies, marking a significant shift in the Chinese government's approach to the private sector amid ongoing U.S.-China tensions. Key figures from influential firms like BYD, Huawei, Alibaba, Tencent, and DeepSeek gathered to discuss the vital role of private enterprises in driving economic growth and supporting government initiatives. As China aims for tech independence, a new law, the Private Economy Promotion Law, is set for discussion by the National People's Congress on February 24th to 25th, designed to create a favorable environment for private companies. She urged business leaders to show confidence in China's economic model, especially as the country faces challenges from a sluggish domestic economy and a struggling property market. This meeting could lead to increased investment and innovation, fostering a more vibrant economic landscape while navigating the complexities of the global market. What does this mean for the future of China's economy? The implications are significant.
Macron's summit on European security. On February 17, 2025, French President Emmanuel Macron held an important summit at the Élysée Palace in Paris, focusing on European unity and security amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. This conflict, which escalated with Russia's invasion in 2022, has prompted European nations to rethink their defense strategies. Macron gathered key leaders, including German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, to discuss a united approach to security that is independent of the United States and Russia. The summit revealed differing opinions among European countries. Starmer emphasized the UK's commitment to supporting Ukraine while maintaining strong ties with Washington. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni raised concerns about frontline states being excluded from the discussions. Macron aims to position France as a leading voice in European security, especially as the only nuclear power in the European Union. As the situation in Ukraine evolves, the outcomes of this summit could significantly shape the future of European defense policies and alliances. What does this mean for the future of Europe and its citizens?
China's electric vehicle leadership, Wang Chuanfu, the CEO of BYD, claims that China is leading the electric vehicle race, being 3 to 5 years ahead of global competitors in technology and offerings. This insight came during an interview after a symposium led by President Xi Jinping, featuring key figures from the tech industry. In 2023, China became the largest auto exporter, surpassing Japan. However, challenges arise from tariffs imposed by the United States and the European Union, including a 17% tax on BYD's vehicles. Wang emphasizes that protectionism won't benefit high-quality products and highlights the crucial role of consumer approval in overcoming market hurdles. The electric vehicle sector in China is booming, driven by government programs aimed at reducing pollution and promoting sustainable transport. As this market evolves, the strategies of companies like BYD will be vital in shaping the future of transportation, both in China and globally. What does this mean for how we travel in the future?
U.S. and Russia diplomatic talks in Riyadh. On February 19, 2025, crucial diplomatic talks took place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, between high-ranking officials from the United States and Russia. This was the first in-person meeting since the Ukraine conflict began in February 2022. The U.S. team, led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, included National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff. The Russian delegation featured Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and advisor Yuri Ushakov. Officials described the discussions as positive, agreeing to set up a system for ongoing communication to improve their relationship. They focused on normalizing diplomatic operations and committed to forming high-level teams to find a lasting solution to the Ukraine conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed surprise at the talks, stressing that Ukraine should be directly involved in any negotiations about its future. The outcome of these discussions could significantly impact global security and reshape U.S.-Russia relations.
Consumer behavior shifts amid tariffs. A recent report from CreditCards.com reveals that 1 in 5 Americans are buying more than usual due to concerns over tariffs imposed by Donald Trump. These tariffs, which are taxes on imported goods, have raised fears of rising prices, leading to increased anxiety among shoppers. Many are stockpiling essentials like food, toilet paper, and medical supplies, driven by a sense of urgency to prepare for potential price hikes. This trend, often called panic buying, reflects a growing unease about the economy. Additionally, 23% of Americans expect their credit card debt to worsen this year, highlighting financial worries. The anxiety surrounding these tariffs could accelerate inflation in the U.S., complicating the Federal Reserve's efforts to manage interest rates and support economic growth. Overall, these findings show a significant shift in how consumers are responding to economic uncertainty.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.